In Ukraine now, all people from 18 till 60, all men have to be to the war.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's the rules. If I go to Ukraine, I cannot go back.
You go to war.
Yeah. They don't give me go back. That's why I'm here and 5 years and...
Can you imagine that? That is terrible.
A lot of my friends died on the war. It's terrible. You cannot imagine what happened in Ukraine.
I cannot, no. I don't think most people can.
I moved to Austin 5 years ago. And that time in Ukraine lived around 48 million people. Mm-hmm. Now it's 25. A lot of people move out. A lot of people died. A lot of people...
I mean, that quick, too. Yeah, I don't think people can really even fathom that that's how fast things can change.
We don't have... Sometimes we don't have power. 10 hours. My father now lives in the middle of Ukraine, in Kremenchuk city, when I was born. It's a small city. And he is a pretty old guy, he's 72, and he doesn't want to move. My mother lives in Germany with my sister.
She wanted to move?
Yeah, my mother-in-law here in Austin. And my daughter, she lived when war started in Ukraine. She was 23 years old, and she had a good job in Ukraine. And career was growing, but when war started, we evacuated her. On the first day, it was like blockbuster. 4 days I tried to get her out because no planes, no trains, on traffic on the roads, everything stuck, bombing every day from February 24 from 5 a.m. Kyiv. She lived in Kyiv, bombing every hour. A lot of buildings destroyed. And yes, I evacuated her.
It was insane.
It was terrible. It was terrible moment in our family lives. Yeah.
So where's your daughter now?
Here in Austin, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. She's okay now.
Good. Well, yeah, man, I want to talk more about your upbringing, because I think obviously that's an important factor. I mean, mm-hmm. We're sitting in this beautiful house, yeah. And you have so many Ukrainian products, right, and materials, yeah. Which is awesome. But first, my first question is just, who is Ihor Stepanov?
Yeah. Okay. I am a builder. Yeah, I came from Ukraine 5 years ago. Directly to Austin. I built houses in Ukraine, and when war started in 2014, our economy became fallow down, and I sold my last house cheaper than I built. And I realized in that moment that I have to move my business to other country. I tried to work in Europe, in Poland, but I don't like the energy of Europe. It's a little bit slow for me. United States is like country for entrepreneurs that come and can develop their self, their idea, their energy, their knowledges, everything. It's like a platform when you can start from zero, like me, and achieve some goals. That's why I decided to move to United States in 2017. We came with family. We choose Austin because Austin is the most growing city in the United States. And Texas also, we don't have a lot of regulations and rules for construction business. You can start from zero. That's why, okay, I decided I will build residential houses, only residential in Austin. I will explain why a little bit later.
Hiring a designer is expensive, but not having one is costing you even more. What if you could provide stunning designs without breaking the bank? With our pro membership, you're going to receive a full design team for a fraction of the cost. Our detailed 3D designs and precise 2D construction plans are going to help you estimate more accurately, win the trust of homeowners, and eliminate change orders. We make it super easy. We're going to deliver your design and plan for all of your estimates in less than a week. Our designs are going to help you estimate more accurately, sell with more confidence, and execute the job with precision, leaving you more happy customers and in turn, more opportunities. If you're ready to grow your business and make more money, go to yourhavendesign.com to learn more about the pro membership.
I will build in Austin. I found a couple partners. I have partners in my business. We started this company in 2018. We bought first land. After that, I have got E2 visa. It's an investment visa. Mm-hmm. We moved with family in 2019, and I start my first house in 2020. After I have got permit, in February 2020 we started first our project. That's why from February 2020 until now I built 17 houses. And why I decided to build residential? Because all my life in Ukraine, I work in retail business. I created design of shops, stores, or shopping malls, and implemented. I had a company that open stores for my clients. We created design. We produced signs, boards, equipment for inside of stores, equipment for goods or something like that. Yeah, and we open stores. That's why I had very good experience in commercial, but honestly, I understand that online business, online e-commerce change everything on the market. And honestly, I don't believe now that retail has a good future, because e-commerce change everything. Yeah, that's why in parallel in Ukraine, I build houses also and sell it. It was my second business. Mm. Sell or rent. Some houses I rent, some houses I sell. Yeah, and when I decided to move to the United States, I had to make choice what I have to do. And I said, okay, I have experience in retail, but I don't believe in retail. That's why let's do residential houses. One friend of mine lives in Charlotte, and I came to Charlotte. And he invited me to the construction site when it was like a big development of community with residential houses. Around 150, 60 houses they built in that time. And I asked them, how many houses sold for now? They said 70% was sold and construction on the construction stage.
For so me, before they were done.
Oh my gosh, 70% houses were sold on the constructions. What is the market here? And my construction dragon wake up in that moment, and I decided, okay, I can build houses for people. And the next question was, it's a very interesting question, because sometimes people ask me how to compete with your competitors. I don't compete with competitors.
Yeah.
I know, you know, theory, blue ocean and red ocean. Mm-hmm. You know this theory. When red ocean, and everybody jump in the business and try to compete with each other. For example, I think sales business is pretty red ocean. But in construction business of residential houses, it's a red ocean, because everybody compete with prices, with model of houses, with I don't know, model of business, maybe.
It's all the same.
Yeah, it's everything, but it's same. Blue ocean, if you create some type of business that doesn't compete with other businesses, it's like you build like separate direction. Boom. For example, yeah. Tesla, mm-hmm. It's a blue ocean.
Yeah.
And all other car manufacturer, it's a red ocean because mm-hmm. they compete with each other. And I decide, okay, I have to create blue ocean in this business, construction business. That's why I decided to build boutique houses. Boutique houses is like each house has a unique profile, because even this house, when we make this video, when I found this land and I imagined what the house can be here, it's a privacy, it's unique materials, unique design, a unique customer journey.
Yeah.
Everything should be unique. It's like boutique. It's just one house. Nobody can copy that, because you have to find same land. You have to integrate your design to this nature, to this landscape. It's very difficult to...
So have all your houses been repeat. Like this?
I try to make... For example, it's interesting story. My first house, it was 2020 when we opened for... 2019. We opened for market only design. No house yet. We just submitted documents to the permit. And we opened... 3D renderings, put to the listing, and open for the market.
Okay, so you're saying that you found a piece of land.
Yeah.
You bought it.
Yeah.
Then you designed the house.
Yes.
Submitted for permits.
Yeah.
And then listed it for sale.
Yes.
No building.
No building. I've got 12 offers during 4 hours.
Because of your renders.
Because it was unique design. It was my idea, because when I came to Austin and tried to found a house for my family just for rent, I didn't found modern design. It's all houses was same Texas style, you know.
I see the same thing everywhere. Yeah.
Same every. And okay, I can take a risk. I can do unique European modern design, minimalist style, mm-hmm. and try how clients react to this house, to this design. And when we opened for market, it was crazy. 12 offers. My real estate agent called me, Igor, what we have to remove from market immediately.
Take it off.
We have to...
Let's build it.
Yeah, we have to raise price because it's... to small price.
Okay.
We raise price, and from 12, just 2 gave us again offer. And one of them as family that now live in that house won this offer, and we signed contract, and we built this house, and they come to the house during construction. For them, it was like life experience, how it's built, what we can integrate, change
totally.
In the process. But honestly, they are so happy to live, and they happy now. But honestly, for me, it was my mistake, because on the end, when I complete this house, I realize that I will not get a lot of profit, because... prices
totally
grow, and
but it was a great experience.
Yes, but I have got very good experience. I've got very good friends, because this guy is now my friends. I've got clients from them, because they recommended me, and I've got new clients from them. That's mm-hmm. why, yes, from one side I did mistake and I sold house before I built. From other side, I've got my reputation. Reputation more important than money. Yeah, I didn't get enough profit on that first my project, mm-hmm. but I've got reputation. It's important.
Yes, it is.
And all my action in my life, I did only with one goal, to improve my reputation all time.
It's amazing.
Because it's the most important part in a human life, it's a reputation.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. That's great. I want to talk more about those deals, but I think it's interesting because I know a lot of people who want to build houses. I want to build houses, right? I think it's a little intimidating, but you came here. Where did you have any money when you moved here?
Yes, I have two partners.
Okay.
Yeah, we prepare our investment. It was for first house.
Yeah,
it's not enough money to build big business.
Yeah,
it was investments for first house. You can imagine we sold first house approximately $700,000.
The first house?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was all our investment. It's not so much money. Yeah.
So how?
I didn't take loan. It was our money.
Okay.
Yeah. And for next houses, because next I bought more land, I built more houses. Yes, I use loans, hard money loans, and also I became to develop a partner system, because now I have around 8-9 partners.
Mm-hmm.
They bring money and we invest 50-50 or 75-25. And we invest in different projects.
You put in 50% of the money, they put in 50% of the money? Okay.
Yes.
And your name is on the loan, though? And their name isn't on the loan? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll keep going into that. But how did you first come up with the first $700,000? From, like, businesses in Ukraine, just saving? How did you come up with that?
Yeah, I sold my last project, my mm-hmm. last house. My partners also have money. I don't know where they take it yet. It's not my question yet.
Yeah, yeah.
They are businessmen. Mm-hmm. That's why they have some capital assets.
Yeah.
And they investment together with me. Yeah.
So then you kind of approached them and said, "Hey, I have this idea to build a house."
Yeah. It was interesting story. When we came with family to United States, we explored two sides of United States. West side is California, and that side, Los Angeles. It's beautiful but expensive, and no room to
grow,
to build business.
Yeah.
And we explore east side when it's New York, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that site also, but my friend invited me to Austin, and when I met Austin, I fall in love in this city because it's really opportunity for me and it's growing.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people who move from Ukraine because of war, and they ask me, why you choose Austin? It's beautiful, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Miami. Because I choose this city because I felt that here is a lot of opportunity for my business.
Mm-hmm.
I choose this city not as a tourist. Yes, for tourism, maybe New York or San Francisco is a beautiful city, but not for business. It's very difficult to build business in the cities when it's like it's old, it's pretty completed city.
It's established.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it's in new,
growing.
It's growing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I decided, okay, I moved to Austin. And on my back flight, I prepare a business plan. And I came to Kyiv.
Mm-hmm.
I was a member of business clubs, a lot of business clubs, and I know a lot of businessmen. And I decided, okay, I will make 30 presentations. If one of them believe in me and be invest money together, I will start this business. If no, I will not go to United States.
Wow.
Yeah. First presentation, I got no. Second presentation, I got yes. And third presentation, I got yes. And two of them, of these guys, now became my partners and we developed business together. Yeah. Yes, I brought not so much money. I was here with zero English. I didn't know English. Can you imagine? I didn't know codes. I didn't know rules. I didn't know. It was zero. Zero knowledges in Texas. But first house gave me everything because I built a lot of stuff by my hand with contractors together because I wanted to figure out during construction process how it's work, how works this model. And also I'm very thankful to my first client and my friends now, Michelle and Joel, that they believed in me because they believed in me and it gives me a lot of motivation to build very, very good products.
So when you listed it on the market, did they also hire you to build it? Because
it was our investment. They didn't hire me. We just signed contract.
Uh-huh.
They waited until we complete the first our first house, their house.
To buy it.
Yeah. And after we completed, they transfer money and that's
yeah.
it.
Because I've seen other houses that are, you know, land and permit for sale, you know, for a couple $100,000, but not with the build. So you listed it and said, hey, we'll build this house as well, but it's in permitting right now. But
yes.
you were selling the whole house.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes, absolutely.
Nice. So then you took that one,
mm-hmm.
and that was in 2020?
2020, yeah.
And then, so then you've done 16 and...
Yes.
3.5 years.
Yes.
That's a lot of risk too,
it's
right?
It's a lot of risk. And now, yes. And now we have a not so good time. Honestly, the market is very slow. And yes, we have a few houses. We sold 3 houses this year. It's very good progress. If we compare with last year, 0 sale.
Really?
We rent a lot of houses.
How many houses did you have listed?
Last year, 6 houses.
Uh-huh.
This year, I sold 3.
Uh-huh.
And now I have 1, 2, 3 under rent.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, we list. It's on the sale now, on this open listing. We will complete one more next month, and we will open for market in November. Panorama Residence, it's also a big house, $3 million. And we will complete in Apache Shores one house in November as well, $1 million house. It will be 3 houses for sale this year.
So your whole model is to build and then sell. Spec houses, right?
Yeah, now I changed my model.
Okay.
Because I understand that market is not good for sale. And my business, buy land, build and sell. If I cannot sell, I cannot buy new land.
Totally.
That's why 6 months ago I decided to jump in custom construction business. Now we have 5 projects.
All custom?
All custom.
How'd you get those customers so fast? They saw these houses?
I don't know. I think life helped me to find and recommendations, yeah. For example, one of them came to this house. for open house, they look at this product and say, okay, we have land, we want to build with you, only with you. Why? Because other builders told us that it's impossible to build windows from floor to ceiling 12 feet high. We came to this house and said, oh, it's possible. That's why we want to build with you. They met house that they like, they want to build for them, and they came to me and they're our client now. Other client also saw my house in Apache Shores and called me from, because we use signs near each our product. And they called me, we saw your house, we like your product, we want to build with you. Mm. I don't use direct marketing or advertising. It's my reputation work on me.
Totally.
People come, people look at this, and people want to build with me. Now 5 houses, but my goal to take 2, 3, maybe 5 more houses for next year. And I want, it also, I raise my level of product, because if 1 year, 2 years ago, I build houses only $1 million, now it's 3+. And I have 5 clients, and 3 of them, it's a house is $2-3 million. It's
wow.
Not $1 million.
That's awesome.
And only 2 from 5, it's 1.5.
Okay, 1.5.
Yeah.
I thought you said 5 million, I'm like, okay.
5 million is my next. I'm sure I will get next house 5 million. It's my goal. Honestly, I very focus. I keep focus to design, because it should be unique design. I keep my focus to quality, and I keep my focus to client-oriented approach. All my clients that bought my houses or rent my houses, They are getting service during 24 hours. If something happened in house, it's easy to say house, but honestly, it's very difficult infrastructure object. And sometimes something happened. Mm-hmm. If it's new house, during 6 months, usually something happened. And we promised our clients that we will fix it during 24 hours. I felt on my side when I rent house, when something happened, for example, HVAC system broke. When in Austin, 95 Fahrenheit, and can you imagine that air conditioning system broke?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, one day I have to move to hotel, because it's impossible to live. And they came not during 24 hours. They came next day or and fix it. And how I live in house when it's 95
yeah.
Fahrenheit? It's impossible. That's why, based on this experience, I decided, okay, I have to give my clients the best life experience in my product.
Mm.
And I keep focus to area. I want to build houses in Texas. And I want to become the best builder in Texas, the best builder of boutique houses. It's my goal. I don't want to spread my energy to California or Miami or something like that. Now I decided just keep focus to Texas. Maximum it can be Dallas, maximum it can be Houston. But now I keep focus to Austin.
It's good. It's good to have one focus.
Yeah.
I think that's where a lot of people make mistakes. Where I made mistakes in the past was trying to do too many things.
I did this mistake in Ukraine, but when I had 10 businesses
yes.
around construction, I had manufacturers that welding product.
Yeah.
I had sign manufacturer. I had windows manufacturer. I had equipment for retail manufacturer, design studio. It's everything. And if you spread your focus, your attention, you will not work money. Not here, not here. It's a little bit. If you focus and shoot to one point, you will get goal, I am sure. But you have to choose this focus. I choose my focus based on my experience and based on the market. Because market important. If you don't have market like now, you will not build huge business. That's why you have to find market.
You adjusted to the custom
homes. I adjusted now for custom homes because custom clients, and I realized the problem is it's a different clients. People who buy houses, like spec houses, and people who wants to build houses. Because I got my real estate license and I met a lot of clients, potential clients here. And when I hear from them, I want to add here more space for closet, or I want to change here something, or I want to, okay guys, if you want to change a lot of stuff in your house, you have to build house, your custom house like you want, and the different mentality. Yeah, if you like process and to be involved in the process and build your custom home like you want, you have to understand that it's 2 years nightmare, because selection, challenges, timeline, money, everything. But honestly, a lot of people like this process because it's like creation process.
Yeah.
They want to be involved in this process. It's their dream house. They want to be there all time.
Mm-hmm.
But spec house, it's other type of clients. It's a client that buy second house, like that it can be second house, or they had house, they sold house and want to improve their. And they don't want to be involved in the process. They don't like construction process. They just want to jump and they are ready to be okay with something that they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different type of mentality. And now, when crisis in United States, I think it's crisis. It's we have to be honest, it's crisis.
Why do you think that?
Because industry now slow down. I am getting a lot of calls from my contractors and give us work. Because now no constructions, new constructions on the market. And economy slow down. Interest rate very high. In construction loans. Some banks don't give construction loan now. You cannot take construction loan.
It's crazy.
That's why high interest rate, inflation, materials is growing. Yes, maybe labor now a little bit cheaper, but materials is growing. People are losing their work. A lot of IT guys lost their
job.
Their job or work, I would say, correct? Yeah. Okay. Election. We don't know what will be in the future. War in Ukraine. Crisis with China. A lot of points around tell us that it's crisis now.
Yeah.
But people don't want to believe in this. Okay, if it's crisis, first it's opportunity, because you know in Asian or Chinese language, the symbol of crisis means opportunity. It's two means, crisis and opportunity.
I like it.
That's why if it's a crisis, it's opportunity. And entrepreneur can find opportunity, can change his mind. And to, I think to be flexible is very important.
So where do you see potentially opportunity in the next couple of years as we kind of get through the wars, okay, get through interest rates? Because I, in my opinion too, I remember in 2023 last year, and even before that, when interest rates first started to rise, all these real estate agents were like, oh, they're going to come down soon. I don't think they're going to come down for 10 years, you know, plus,
yeah,
maybe to 5-6%, but that's it. So, but beyond that, where are you seeing opportunity?
On my side, I see that we can buy, if we will continue our spec business, after we sell something, we want to buy land. I can buy cheaper land in better place. Mm-hmm. Because when was very big demand, I couldn't find good land. Now I can find good land.
What's good land to you?
It's a unique place, for example, in Westlake, when I can build boutique house with unique design, and I will buy this land not so expensive like it was a couple years ago. For example, a couple years ago on Westlake, minimum $2-3 million. Now I can find $1 million, even 800, 900. Good, pretty good land here. Yeah.
That's opportunity.
Yeah, it's opportunity first. Second, okay, for me it's a spec client, because if people cannot buy house, they can build house. If you have very good,
so custom clients, not
yeah,
spec.
Custom, not specs, custom clients. Yeah, if you have good credit score, mm-hmm, and good story, you can get a construction loan now. One of my clients yesterday signed construction loan. I don't remember interest rate, but it's not so big, because he is he took this loan, not me. It's his responsibility.
And he's hiring you,
yeah,
to build.
And yes, that's why bank give construction loans to client, to custom clients. Mm-hmm. For me, as a developer, they don't give. A lot of banks don't give now construction loans.
Because it's spec.
Yeah, because they understand they I cannot sell. It's a risk for them.
Totally.
Third, it's materials. I can bring more materials from different countries, because crisis is a worldwide crisis. It's not only a United States. For example, I know now it's Bulgaria, a lot of opportunity to bring windows from that country, Greece, Turkey.
Because the demand's a little bit lower.
Yes, and they give better prices.
Better prices.
And works better. And it's an opportunity to bring cheaper materials.
That are higher quality still.
And higher quality. And next, it's labor, contractors, prices. When I came to Austin, it was a funny story when I sent 92 requests to contractors to get foundation quote. I've got two answers at that time, that we can take your project in 6 months or in 12 months. Now, before I start, I can get 2-3 quotes and compare what is a better price for me and what is a better contractor for me. It's also opportunity.
And they're ready to start right now.
Yes, and they're ready to start right now. They give discounts, they give better service. Everything became better for construction now. Design.
Yeah, tell me about the design process.
5 years ago, it was very difficult to find designer here or architect who helped me with checking my design, stamp my design. Now I have minimum 5 architect, minimum 5 designers, like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thank you for helping me with pool.
Yeah.
It was a great job.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I have structural engineers, I have civil engineers. I found now a guy who helped me with permits, and he does nice work. He's very responsible. He has 30 years experience in this topic. It's also opportunity because 5 years ago, I just spent time to send 10 emails, call to 10 people and find maybe one, and he put me in line to wait until he finished. It was terrible time. Now it's much better time. That's why design process now is also much better because people hungry for work and people ready to give you better service.
Yeah, that's great. I think the same thing. I think there's a lot of opportunity, you know, and I think it's just a mindset about like you can either be worried and focus on, you know, everything in crisis, but that blocks off your head from opportunity, right? So I think there's a ton of opportunity too. I want to talk about the design process of these houses and how you go about the design, who you use, like how's your process? Because I know some builders, they'll hire an architect to design it and do the plans and then have an engineer stamp it. I know other builders who just use a designer, not an architect, to design the home. And then they will do the plans themselves because they feel like sometimes the architects don't build the plans in a way in the way they like to build it. And then they'll stamp it or get a stamp from an engineer. So tell me about the design process for you.
Yeah, I created my design process based on my experience and my team that I had in Ukraine. And it was my like base because I trust these people. We understand each other from first word and it's easy to communicate. And our design process start from land. From first it's client, of course, but if I met land, I understand what the opportunity has this land, this lot. Because client usually trust me and tell me, okay, I want to get just characteristic of house. I want to get 2,500 square feet, 4 bedrooms, and modern design. Usually it looks like that. Some clients more deep, dig deeper, and they prepare more maybe references.
I've had that too. I have some clients who are like, I'll kind of let you do it. Other clients are giving me documents and everything that they want.
It's
right?
Just different people. Yeah. And honestly, I don't like reference. I don't use reference because we try to create unique designs. That's why. No references. Okay, I speak a lot of my clients and I try to feel what they want to get. For me, it's easier because they come to my product and I see their reaction. And when I see their reaction, I understand, okay, they like it, they don't like it, that. That's why I can understand my clients after first conversation, but lot dictate us what the product will be there. If this lot on the slope, on the hill, or if it's road here on the slope, it's one situation. If this lot on the flat, it's another situation. If this lot with view to the downtown or to the lake, it's third type of situation. That's why I explore a lot. I walk through the lot and I try to understand. Honestly, it's my part of job and I don't give this part of job nobody. It's my part. I have to feel on the lot how I imagine. Honestly, it's like imagination process. I imagine, okay, well, this house can be is located like that with view to this part. And sometimes I use drone to look how it's
views.
View. Here I did mistake. I didn't use drone, but I understood that it will be view, but I thought the view will be from the rooms. Mm. Yeah, and when we built, I noticed that view, and we changed design a little bit. Yeah, but yes, I walk and understand, okay, here it's driveway, I come to home. It's like a little bit imagination process. After that, we create a meeting with my team, and we discuss, I explain them.
Who's on your team?
It's two guys. One designer. She is designer, Natalia. She lived in Lviv. Now she moved to Poland. Mm-hmm. And second is Ilya. He is also designer, but he does more engineering work.
Okay.
Natalia is like creator, designer that create concept. Ilya more engineering work. Yeah.
Awesome. So you kind of lead the creative.
Yes.
Tell them what you want.
Yes. Yes.
She brings it to life.
She bring concept.
And
after that, we discuss this concept together, mm-hmm. and everybody tell what they like or no. We fix it and I create concept. It's PDF file when we have survey, we have plans, layouts, we have view from different sides, and we have very rough 3D visualization. And sometimes we put references, but not the houses, details of houses. For example, decor like that.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
show our client the unique points that give uniqueness of this house.
Mm-hmm.
It can be unique pool, or it can be unique canopy, or it can be unique patio, covered patio, or it can be a fire pit place or something like that. We have to find a few points that fountain here. It was a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that give attraction and uniqueness of this house. Uniqueness, yeah. And after that, I show this concept. We call it concept design to my client. If it's spec house, I am client.
Yeah.
I show it to me, and I show my wife, I show my partners, and look at this, how you like it or no.
Yeah.
I show sometimes my friends, client's friend, because all my clients I know there.
You can show me now too.
Yeah, I can show you. Yeah, and okay, we like this concept or no? If we like this concept, we start next stage. Next stage, it's layout. And more deeper, we work more deeper for layouts, for customer journey. We move rooms, we move position of cabinets, everything. We try, we work with layout and view from four sides, front view, back view, side view. After we complete this part and show client sign design. After that, it's a technical works. Ilya takes this design and start create architectural, or we call it architectural design,
mm-hmm.
with measurements, with all
more in-depth plans,
marking, explanations, everything. And after Ilya did his work, he sent to my designer or architect, depend from who is who has time now. We send to local architect or designer, and he check everything, fix it, and put a seal.
Mm-hmm.
And we have architectural sealed architectural design for next stage. Next stage, it's a structural design. Next stage, sometimes it's civil engineering, if it's very difficult. project, or if it's sometimes I have one commercial project, it's mini hotel, glamping hotel. It's civil engineer should work there. And after I have and septic design, because most of my project have a septic. That's why we have to get septic design. After three designs ready, architectural, structural, and septic, we submit documents to the permit.
How do you feel the process is, or do you feel like it's more efficient for your team to design it, put the plans together, and then send it to the architect and get a stamp? Like, you like that, right?
Yeah, I do it, yeah.
Is it cost effective for you too?
Yes.
Because I've ran into that. We did that with a house. We've designed one house, and it was hard to find an architect who would stamp it without wanting to change the design and do a bunch of different things, like make it his own, you know? So have you had problems with that at all?
Yes, I had a problem 4 years ago, but now it's no.
They want the work?
No, it's not big deal. Yeah, I have now two or three, even three designers that can put a seal after they fix everything, because my guys, they learned a lot from first architect that helped me to build my first houses, and they learned a lot
from standards here.
Now they know standards, and now designers that put seal to our design, they change maybe 10%, not so much, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit, not
That's
so
great.
Much. And also it depends from jurisdictions. For example, if it's Travis County, it's much easier to adapt it for.
Have you built in Lakeway? Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the worst.
It's, no, but city of Austin, this is the most difficult jurisdiction.
Over Lakeway?
Yes.
Yeah.
City of Austin is.
They like to take their time too.
Very difficult. Yeah, Lakeway, it's pretty good. They answer very good. They give comments, very understandable comments. Travis County, the problem is that they don't answer.
Yeah.
2 months, 3 months.
And you can't even go in because they're all still working at home.
City of Austin, pretty good. Look at this. It's this fox.
Oh yeah.
Fox there.
You see it?
Yeah. Where? Guys, we live in forest.
I know, it's so beautiful around here.
Yeah, fox,
awesome.
Fox.
It doesn't feel like you're in Austin.
Yeah, fox.
It just kind of passed by.
Oh, yeah, I see it barely.
Looks like maybe even a coyote.
I've never seen a fox in person.
No, it's fox.
There's been a lot of coyotes. In
We have deer here. Deer's walking here, all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's good. What do you like to do outside of building? And working, you do anything for fun?
I am workaholic, honestly.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for me to do something different if it's not my business. But yes, I have hobby. I'm doing Aikido, martial art.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I have black belt in Aikido. No?
Oh, you're legit.
And I started teach people in my dojo. It's funny, it's interesting, it gives me opportunity to develop my level of teaching here. But now
teaching's fun, huh?
It's good. When you teach somebody, you learn a lot.
You learn even more.
A lot.
Yeah.
That's why Aikido. Now I take classes with sword.
Yeah.
I found guy who has 10 done in sword, and he created his personal style with sword, like samurai.
Mm-hmm.
I take one lesson per week. And also, I became a member of the Hill Country Club. And I will start lessons of golf lessons.
I could teach you golf.
Yeah?
My sister used to work there.
Yeah.
I've played that course a lot.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I will start this Sunday private lesson. It's like first lesson for me, just understand how it's work.
Yeah.
And in November I took four classes, it's like group classes.
All right, well, call me in like 2 years and we'll play, okay?
Okay.
No, yeah. Golf's a hard sport. It's tough. I'm not that good, but yeah. I'm just
and family, up. Yeah. I like to spend time with family.
Yeah.
And every weekend maybe we travel a lot. We like traveling here, and I inspire myself from traveling.
I travel a lot. What's your daily routine like? Do you have a daily routine?
Yes, every day.
Every day?
Yeah. I start from construction sites.
Yeah.
Because now I teach one guy to like as a supervisor, but I share with him a lot of knowledges that I have got from my past and now, and from 8 till 11, I am on construction.
So do you do anything before 8?
No.
You wake up, get ready, to the construction site?
No. I am not early bird. I am...
Night owl?
Yes, night owl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like... Sometimes I can work in 10 p.m. on the computer. It's okay for me. When my family go sleep, I can work. Yeah, I like work at night. Yeah, it's my time.
Yeah.
A construction site, after that, I have meetings, sometimes meetings from 11 till 2, 3 p.m. And after that, I jump to the computer. And what sometimes kind of, a computer after that meetings, it's different.
Yeah, I get that. What kind of computer work are you doing? What are you doing?
Emailing. It's a lot of time email.
Mm-hmm. Just like for people on current projects or opportunities, what do you...
Send requests, work on the design, sometimes some corrections, email to my clients. I speak a lot with my clients.
That's good.
Loans.
Yeah.
If loans, we have to send... I have... Now assistant, she helped me a lot, but sometimes I need to sign something, financial work. We have two payments day, Tuesday and Thursday. I have to check all numbers or all prices and put to the sheet. After that, my accountant make a payment to contractors. What kind of work? Now we try to integrate the system that manage all our projects.
And yeah, especially for your custom.
I spent a lot of time to set this system. I involved in this process my guys. Now we put all information to the system. I bought subscriptions to Builder Trend. Maybe you know this program.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's for now, for this moment, I spent a lot of time to put this to the system. I push permits, all my permits, because permit for me open way to build. That's why it's on my control.
Permitting costs time and money.
It's on my control all time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have meetings with my clients, with bankers, with sometimes I have meetings with clients here, with my real estate agent. We have marketing meetings, and when we create marketing actions, mm-hmm. because now for this house, we created very, very strong marketing program, and we follow this plan. Marketing
a lot of videos,
plan.
Things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, videos, advertising, open houses, events. Now we will do art events, after that crypto events here. We set YouTube videos, lifestyle videos. It's a lot of... We invited a lot of bloggers to this house because I understand if it's crisis, I have to make more actions.
How much have you spent on marketing here?
Money or time?
Money.
We have to calculate, but I think now I spent more than 10 or 15 thousand.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I think we will spend more.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because it's...
I was expecting, yeah, around that.
Because the market is not good. Totally. Yeah, not enough just listed on the MLS or Zillow. Not enough now.
Yeah.
Even not enough to do broker tour. It's not enough. We have to tell everybody about this house. Now on this weekend will be formula, and we created interesting marketing action. We print 1,000 small brochures,
mm-hmm.
and on the parking lot on formula, mm-hmm. we put under
the windshield wiper.
Windshield.
Yeah, put all the brochures.
Buckle. Yeah.
That's cool.
Why not?
Just for this house.
Just for this house.
That's crazy.
1,000 people take it. Yes, they can through it, no problem. But I hope they see it and just maybe 10% share with their friend. Look at this house, because we created very, very beautiful brochure. It's not that. It's a small brochure, but we show house.
I like that one too. That one's nice.
Yeah.
All right. I have two more questions. All right. First one. Where do you think most builders lack? Like, where do most builders where are they making mistakes in their houses?
Everybody make mistakes. I do a lot of mistakes.
But
what is the most common mistake of how what?
Yeah, like what do you think separates a really good, like a great builder from just a decent builder? Like how could somebody get to the next level?
Okay, everybody great builders, because people build houses for people. It's a great great service.
Yeah, it's a great service.
Yeah, I think it's everybody, but the problem, I think the biggest problem it's to find. Okay, I know what's the problem. Discipline. It is it's the biggest problem. It's a discipline. Discipline. I am very, very meticulous, and I'm very good in discipline, because I'm doing Aikido. I know what is a martial art. Also, I built a lot of businesses in my past, and I know that if you follow rules, and if you, like a person, follow these rules when you declarate and when you want to get from your contractors, the business will work very good. The biggest problem to find good contractors. But if you are not good in discipline, your contractors will be same. Because they do interpretation. If you don't give them design, if you will not explain them correctly what you want to get, if you will not share your values, because in our job sites we have signs. This is our values, this is our rules. Respect your contractors, clean after you, don't smoke. When I met with my contractor, I explain them what I want to get from them. It's discipline. If you don't explain that, they get a room for a interpretation,
mm-hmm.
and they will interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of situations when my contractors interpretate and do even different color, different approach, different design, different shape, not like in the design, even not like in the design. And after that you come, why you did like that? Because you didn't tell me like you need to do. it's a problem. That's why, first of all, in my opinion, okay, we can say good builder and bad builder. Good builder, it's builder who understands that discipline makes a lot of sense, and he set everything, rules in his company. He follows by himself and based on follows these rules. Because if you not follow rules, they, your team, your crew and contractor will not follow rules. For example, it's like they are like children. For example, if I put sign on the wall, don't smoke, and I smoke on the side,
doesn't work.
They will not follow to this rule. If I eat ice cream and, for example, threw this package from ice cream to the floor and say, don't throw, it doesn't work. My guys all time surprised when I take some garbage here on the side and put to the dumpster by myself. I show them it's a leadership here. I show them that for me it's very important. I don't want to see these packages or something like that, or bags or from Home Depot. Or, I don't want to see it. I take it and put to the dumpster.
Clean sight.
They see it and they follow me and my rules. That's why discipline, it's a means a lot.
Awesome. That's great. Last question is, what's your goal, like 5-year goal? What's your plan?
I want to build 10 houses per year, $10 million each house. And it's 10 cities, okay, in Texas, maybe 3 cities. It was my idea to build in 10 cities. Now I understand that it's crazy idea, maybe three cities, Austin, Dallas, Houston, maybe San Antonio. I have to check this city. Okay, $10 million houses, 10 houses per year, 3 cities. Yes, it's my goal. And boutique houses.
When do you want to do that? In 5 years you want to do that? Or you want to do that next year? What's your goal is just to hit that in 1 year?
It's my goal. It's like my vision. In 5 years, my company will build 10 houses, $10 million each house. It's $100 million revenue. In 3 cities in Texas. Austin, Dallas, Houston. Maybe it will be only Austin.
Yeah.
Depend from market.
Totally.
Now I focus to the Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my focus. But I don't know, in 5 years maybe Austin will be not enough for me and I will start in Dallas or maybe Florida. Maybe, I don't know. It's everything change. And if Texas will be not good for construction, of course, I move myself to Florida or other state when it will be grow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I cannot predict future, but I am sure that I will build 10 million houses in 5 years, and it will be around 10 houses. Why around 10? Because I can keep in my attention 10 houses during 1 year. Now I have 7 projects. 7. 5 custom and 2 spec. 7 projects, it's pretty good to keep attention and to be okay, to be clear. 10 houses, it's a little bit difficult, but I am teaching now supervisor and I hope with he grow and I grow, we can take 10 houses.
You have a good team. Mm-hmm. That's exciting, man.
Yeah.
We'll chat in 5 years and you know, we'll see it come to life.
Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate you.
Let's meet. Thank you for invitation me to this podcast here. Yeah. Thank you for your help with projects here.
Good. Yeah.
I appreciate
we'll
it.
We'll keep doing it.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
Okay. Yeah.